Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do. And we like to do it here on a mini episode, which is where we hear from you. We share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Dori, this is true.
It is.
I also just want to flag everybody that we are just podcast hosts. And so we encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a mental health professional.
Wow. It's like my eyes just like skipped that. Sometimes, maybe because it's in italics.
Maybe it just floated by. But also because I think sometimes like we've read this so much that sometimes your brain just kind of is like merp. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, my brain is definitely like merp.
Your brain is merp right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brain is merp.
So, I mean, all we're saying is like, don't take our word for it.
Yes.
We're not doctors. Yes. Or medical or mental health profesh. So go to them first.
Go to them first.
Anyway, and also you can find us on our website, Forever 35 Podcast, where we have links to everything on the show. We're on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. You can join the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And there's also a Forever 35 subreddit. So we're just all out there floating around on the internet.
Yep. We sure are. We're just floating around.
Well, also on the internet today, Dori, is something that you wrote.
It's true.
Did you like that segue? I couldn't tell. There was a pause.
I was processing it. I was like, I wrote something. Oh, yes, yes, I did. I wrote something. It's true.
You want to tell us about it? It's so good.
I would love to. Oh, thank you so much. So I wrote a profile of Mandy Moore. Actress, singer, mom to be, Angelino. What other descriptors can I use? Just lovely, overall lovely, just lovely human. Interviewed her over Zoom because of, you know, the COVID. But it was still delightful. And the profile is up now on romper.com. which is a parenting website. If you haven't looked at it, you definitely should. It's really, really a great website. I had a wonderful experience writing the piece, having the piece edited. It also just happened to coincide with Matt getting COVID. So when I kept referring to like the huge work deadlines I had, one of them was this piece. When I was like, how am I going to get this done? And also have it be like coherent, not just be this like brain dump of nonsense. So yeah, so I did it. And then here's a little behind the scenes of the editing process. I talked to my editor after I had filed the piece, and she was like, it's really good. The structure was perfect. It was great. And I was like, wait, what?
I did a good job?
Yeah, I was literally like, oh, you. Okay. Like, she had edits, obviously. It wasn't like pristine, but it was in good shape. Like, her edits were relatively minor. And that's when I was like, oh yeah. Like, I know how, I do know how to do this. Aww. I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. You're good at this, Dory.
This is something that I'm good at because I can do it. And I just, you know, I think the combination of, like, I haven't been taking many freelance assignments because I've been working my book and we have a podcast.
Oh, we do.
So I've been stretched a little thin. And, you know, sometimes you think, like, well, maybe I just don't know how to do this anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you
and
do.
And then, so it was kind of a good reminder of being like, oh yeah, this, I know how to do this. I've done this for so long. Like, and I've done it for so long because I'm good at it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do. And I think it's really powerful to speak that out loud too. Oftentimes we don't, I think it's hard to allow ourselves space to, like, say, like, I'm good at this. I know how to do it.
Totally.
Do it well.
Totally. So yeah. So I just, you know, it was validating to hear that from my editor. She wasn't like surprised that I'd filed a good piece, but she was just like, this, yeah. I think she was especially because I'd been like, my husband has COVID. So, you know, it was a couple of days late and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, no, this is good. So, yeah, that was just validating. So I am share that win, if you will.
Share the win. I'm thrilled for you that you came out of that experience feeling that way.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You were really there for every step. yeah, Kate, you were just so, you were like calming when I was like, so my husband has COVID. I have no childcare. I have a toddler who requires pretty much constant attention. We have 3 podcasts a week to do. I also have this book deadline that I cannot push anymore. It is literally at the precipice of like of pushing and the precipice of like not getting done. And I also have this very time sensitive article that I need to finish. And you really stepped in. So I deeply appreciate that.
Well, that's really kind of you to say, and you are welcome. And I, that's what we do for each other as friends and also like biz partners, right? Like,
I know, but it's so rare to have, it's not rare. I don't think it's that rare to have a friend who will do that, but to have a business partner that.
It's very nice of you to say. I look forward, as I've already started panic emailing you about the workload in my life, let's look forward to you having to be saying the same about you. But you all, I mean, I think that's like, that's a real like benefit I get from our working relationship, is that there is radical acceptance and understanding.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that because that's not something I think that I had received in prior work experiences, like in a more corporate work environment all the time. And I wish that for everyone. I don't think that is a common thing.
Well, and you know what it also just goes to show? It goes to show that like you can have a workplace with empathy and understanding and still be successful.
Ho, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, it is nice that it's, you know, it's a small team and not like...
Of course, but yeah. I'm just saying, what if this were the case on a broader scale? How many more women would still be in the workforce?
Well, as we just saw,
for like, example,
the latest job numbers come in, it was the drop in job loss was almost all women and almost all women of color.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, didn't mean for that to get so heavy, but
no, I think it's very important. I'm with you.
Let's lighten the mood and talk about what you have going on in your
what
life.
What I bring to the table,
yes.
Which is a new product I'm trying out that I gotta talk about. I got to talk about it because I didn't even know it existed. As previously mentioned on another episode, I had to order some things from Target to my home, and I self-soothed by ordering a bunch of body and skincare and beauty products because that's where I'm at. And one thing I was re-upping my Aquaphor, because I keep a tube by my bed, and I came across an Aquaphor body spray. Have you ever seen this?
I have not.
I hadn't either. It is Aquaphor in spray form.
Wow.
So I, of course, hit purchase, and I have been using the spray Aquaphor on my face, and I love it so much.
Okay.
I love it. It distributes an even mist of Aquaphor pre-bedtime. It's amazing. I mean, like, I like a tube of Aquaphor, but when you use that to apply it, especially like if you're putting it on your face after your whole skincare routine, it's, you know, you're kind of just globbing on this big blob of, you know, petroleum excrement.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a really mean way of what I could call Aquaphor, but it, you know, it's like a big blobby kind of consistency. The spray, it's like another world, but then you touch your face and it's like, and it's Aquaphor. I look, this blew my mind. Aquaphor in a spray. So I have been, the other thing that's nice is that you could use it to reach like your back or your shoulders or any spots where you kind of can't quite get to, or you could use it as a body lotion, especially like after a nice warm bath or shower. But I use this to kind of, after I've put everything on at night, I give my face a spritz of Aquaphor body spray.
Wow.
And everything just feels sticky and good.
Sticky and good.
Oh, that's so gross. Sticky and good. Those aren't things that you normally, like, you don't normally affiliate sticky with good, but that's where I'm at. I keep this right by my sink, and I've been, at night, I've been kind of like using my nighttime face washing to kind of transition to bedtime. I'm trying to kind of like, I'm doing my new face tool, Dory. I'm watching some Gua Sha videos, which we'll be talking about on an episode down the road. So I've been kind of spending more time. Like I'll put on an episode of TV. I'll stay in my bathroom for 20 minutes. So the Aquaphor spray is kind of like the icing on the long cake of my nighttime skincare routine.
Wow.
It's interesting. I need something to kind of help my nervous system calm down. The cold I did try the cold shower.
Yeah, you texted me asking how long you should stay in the cold shower. As someone who is not an expert on cold showers, I was like, I have no idea.
Let me tell you, I was like, shower was on. I was like naked in my bathroom texting you like, here it goes. How long do you think I should do this for? Because Annie Kriegbaum of Eyewitness Beauty podcast said that she goes in for 3 minutes, 3 whole minutes of standing under icy cold water. I lasted 45 seconds.
I mean, that seems like a long time.
It felt long, and it felt freaking cold. It was tough. So I'm not sure that's going to be working its way into my daily routine.
I mean, it does seem like one of those things where, like, if you really wanted to make it happen, you would probably get better at it.
Yes, but totally.
It's also like, do you? I don't know. Not something I feel particularly strongly about.
Yeah, it didn't. I might try it again, especially if I'm feeling like I'm having a hard time kind of winding down. But that was I might, you know, the Aquaphor spray is just a little bit more attainable for me right now.
Every time you say Aquaphor body spray, I think of Axe body spray.
What if that's what I was using?
It was actually Axe. You just like misread it. You're like, this Aquaphor smells different, but okay.
Anthony got into bed and was like, what is new product are you trying?
Why do you smell like an adolescent boy from the early 2000s?
look, I mean, the early aughts fashion and style is coming back.
Maybe the body spray will too.
Yeah, maybe Axe is going to come back.
All right. Well, on that nostalgic note, let's take a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right. Here we are. This first text is from Barbara. Hey there, Barbara here, longtime listener, first-time question asker, ologies, shout out. I gotta ask, since I haven't heard any talks about it, what are your views on bag balm, especially bag balm versus Vaseline versus Aquaphor? I've been using bag balm religiously for years, especially in the dry winters. Thanks for all you do to brighten up our days.
Wow. I don't think we've had a bag balm shout out yet on this podcast.
I think we've discussed bag balm.
Okay. Do you have a strong opinion either way about bag balm?
I like bag balm. But it's kind of, I think it also has petroleum. It's a petroleum jelly and lanolin base.
which is very similar to what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've told this story before, but not long after I started dating Matt, I'd been complaining that my heels were cracked and dry, and he got me some bag balm, and I'd never heard of it before. And I thought that was a very sweet gesture. And I started using it, and it really did help my cracked heels.
Mm. Wow.
Now, I have not continued to use it, but it is a great product. So I'm a fan. I actually like it. I like it better than Vaseline. I might like, hard to say. I find it similar to Aquaphor. Maybe a little, almost a little thicker, maybe.
That's how I, like, when I've ever used it, because it comes, I find what kind of most annoying about it is it comes in that big green tin. So you kind of have to like scoop it and slab it on, and it feels very thick.
Yeah. But I mean, so is Aquaphor.
I mean, unless you're doing the spray.
That's true. That is true. Unless you're doing the spray.
Yeah, I don't. Bag balm for me is like something I'd find in the medicine cabinet at my house that my parents had had since like 1971.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it feels like it never goes bad. It just sits in that tin. But I mean, I'm not opposed to the bag balm. It seems like it's in the same category. I'd be interested if anyone puts it on their face.
Yeah, me too. It seems very thick for the face, but what do I know?
Yeah, especially in like those deep, cold weather areas. Like
like
Vermont or like, you know, Canada.
Totally.
Or Minnesota, Chicago, upstate New York. All right, maybe it's bag balm. Now, when you were putting it on your heels, did you also do the sock over the heel, or would you go to bed with like, okay.
No. Sock
over heel. Okay. What a sweet gesture from your husband, by the way.
I know.
Love a partner who gets you bag balm.
Totally.
What a practical gesture. So sweet.
Very sweet.
Well, anyone out there, bag balm heads? You tell us. Bag balm babies? Bag balm babies. Bag balm.
You love a head.
I do love a head. And I got to tell you, we'll talk more about this later, but some Aldi fans have written it and they like have a name.
Whoa. And it's not Aldi heads?
I don't think so. I forget what the person said in the email, but I was like, they're like, oh yeah, we have a whole identity. Like there's a whole world where people who really love Aldi express themselves. So Aldi is new to the Los Angeles area. So you and I we just got one during COVID. So, but in other parts of the world, people are really into their Aldi.
Yeah.
All right.
It's true.
Here's a text we got. Hi. Just FYI, I know for a fact, Oprah washes her sheets every day. She said this on an episode probably 20 years ago now, and it has always stuck in my memory because it seems so preposterous, and she came off as very judgmental of people who don't do this. The poor guest, some kind of home decor expert or something, had to try to explain to her that washing and changing sheets daily wasn't realistic for most people. Hearing you speculate about this on the pod made me laugh. I mean, it's definitely not realistic for most people.
This seems like one of those things. This is like a lifestyle creep thing where like you're so rich and you've been so rich for so long that you've completely lost the thread in terms of like what quote unquote normal people do. Even normal rich people don't wash their sheets every day.
Yeah, we know Ben Affleck not washing his sheets every day.
Ew, no, he's not. There's like Dunkin' crumbs in his sheets.
You find like a pink Dunkin' straw, just
yeah.
Yeah, this is,
you know, I mean, like she's Oprah's like horrified that people aren't washing their sheets every day. Meanwhile, everyone's like, "What are you talking about?"
The physical labor of stripping my bed, I get so irritated at like the peeling off of the sheets and getting the pillow out of the pillowcase. Like, ugh. And it's not like Oprah is standing there like lugging her sheets to the washer. So she has a whole team of people doing it.
Yeah. And also, as you pointed out on a previous episode about someone who washes their pajamas every day, like that's a lot of water.
It is. And like, you know, we're coming at it from people who are fortunate to have like a washer dryer in their home. But like many apartment buildings don't have that, you know, or it's in the basement. I'm thinking of my old building before we moved to our house. We're like, I had to lug all my shit down two sets of stairs. It was all coin operated. Like, you can't. Come on.
Yeah, that's a really good point, too.
Come on, Oprah. Who is I love so much. But I mean, every day also just you're right. Like, it just feels a little excessive unless, you know, I will say I have had some like hot flashes in my sleep where like, ooh, that bed is soaked. So like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. We love all Oprah updates. Fun fact, I once worked with Oprah.
Oh, I know.
She was very nice. All right, Dory.
Did she make you wash her sheets?
She did not, but it was not an instance in which I would have been near anywhere she was sleeping. But she did she did have like particular ways, like her team did have a lot of particular requests, but they all felt very reasonable. And her dog Sophie was there. You might remember Sophie from the aunts, all you Oprah fans. I got to meet Sophie the dog.
Aw.
All right.
Next email. My question is about melasma. I had my second baby in October, and about halfway through my pregnancy, I noticed a weird shadow on my upper lip when the lighting hit me just right. I wear sunscreen every day religiously, so I wasn't sure what it could be. After a quick Google search, I learned that melasma is often called the pregnancy mask because it is so common for women to develop it when pregnant. A lot of what I read was discouraging. Things like you might have it forever, it might fade on its own, but then come back. And that you could try laser treatments. There's no way I'm doing an unmasked procedure on my face right now, so lasers are not going to happen anytime soon for me. So my question is, do you or any of your listeners have product recommendations on what could help in the meantime?
This is not something I have personal experience with.
Me neither. I've
never dealt with melasma, so this is an opening it up to the audience kind of question.
Yep.
I know there are endless products out there that, you know, claim to help melasma. I think the biggest thing is consistency. It's going to be like a long-term commitment to using a product, right? Like you want to give it at least a couple months to see if it's working. That would be my biggest suggestion.
I feel like friend of the pod, Courtney Chisano, has melasma recommendations. Like, I feel like that's been a question that's come up when we've done skincare episodes with her.
We'll circle back, listener.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this could also be a thing that when you feel comfortable or, you know, like when the vaccine is readily available and we feel more safe, it might be a thing that you take to the derm or the doc.
Totally.
And do that laser sitch. But let's see if any of our listeners out there care to share their melasma experiences.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
All right, Dory, let's break for some charming advertisements read by yours truly, and then we'll be right back.
All right, BRB.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, we received a real treat of a voicemail. Have you heard that? Have you heard this yet?
No.
Okay. Really charming.
I decided to just like let it ride.
Okay. I hope you like it. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Cat and Dor, or should I say horse, Horsey and Dory? Listen, I have like, I don't know, this is less of a question than more of just a rant, so I'm sorry. Like, I think I need one of Dory's, you know, classic lectures. Because I have this friend, this mutual friend of my husband and I, who we've known for almost a decade and are very close to, and he's engaged to and very much in love with and is going to marry in a few months, this woman who is fine, like she's fine, but she's not like fine, like fine wine, you know? And I don't know, like, I need a lecture because it's my problem that I don't really like this girl. I really don't have a problem with her. I just think she's really lame and just like has no interesting qualities about her. But like she did nothing wrong and, I don't know. Has anyone else dealt with like someone who's very close to them marrying someone who they just don't really like? Like, I wish her no harm, but I don't know, you know, like I guess I just wanted better for my friend, but ultimately it's not about me, right? It's about, my friend being happy. And if this girl who I think is lame makes him happy, then what does it matter? Because I'm not the one marrying her, right? But anyways, yeah, Dory, lecture me. Oh my God. Okay, but you know, you tend to be like, oh, nice cop. Okay. Bye, guys.
Wow, she... this listener has us pegged. Kate, you tend to be nice cop.
And Dory, you give a good lecture.
I give a lecture.
You have a firm hand and a clear vision, and I think you execute what you want to say very well, whereas I tend to teeter-totter.
I mean, I think ultimately you know what you want to say.
You mean this listener?
No. Well, oh, this me. Listener, but also you.
Oh, yes. But I
sometimes I just tease it out of you.
That's true. I think you toughen me up a little bit. And I really appreciate
it. I know. And I've loved seeing you get tougher. It's really a pleasure.
So do you have a lecture for this listener?
I do. And actually, my first lecture is beginning with the use of the word lame, which I would really like to encourage everyone to not use. It is an ableist term, and we should all just eliminate it from our vocabulary. So that's number one. Number two, this is your issue, listener. And, you know, we have all had the friend who is dating or marrying someone who we just think is kind of meh. Like you said, like this person is not a bad person, but she's not who you had envisioned for your friend. And I think when this happens, I think what it does is it's, part of the problem is that it like challenges our idea of who we thought our friends were. Like, we thought our friends were better than this, quote unquote. You know, we thought our friends would choose someone worthy of them. And so when they choose someone who we think is kind of mediocre, we're like, well, wait a second. What does that say about them, and what does that say about me? And you know, then it just becomes this whole kind of questioning. So I think that's also partly what's going on here. But what I've come to realize is that people need different things from different people. And what this friend of yours might need from your friendship is different from what he needs from a romantic relationship. And obviously this woman is giving him what he needs in a romantic relationship. And you, listener, need to back the F down. Thank you.
Yeah. Well
you
said.
Honestly, listener, you need to chill out and like,
yeah, let it go.
Let it go. Your friend is happy. You are happy. You are happy. You seem to be happily married. And you don't have to marry this woman. This is your friend's choice, and it's making your friend happy. So you gotta just shut up. And the other thing I would say is, like, this woman definitely knows how you feel about her.
Oh. Ooh, so, really?
Yeah, she knows. She can feel your disdain. So I would try to dial that back. And I would, and I think the friend probably also feels it. And it's going to cause a rupture in your relationship if you continue to have this kind of haughty attitude. Listen, I'm just being tough because you wanted me to be tough. So I'm giving it to you straight. Okay?
They called in and asked for tough cop this
was,
story.
This was solicited. So this is what you're getting.
I was told to take a seat.
Do you want to play good cop, Kate?
Oh, listener, you're doing great. Just because- I actually agree with you, and you made some points I hadn't even thought about what is it about it causing us to reflect, like, what does it say about our friend and what does it say about us? I thought that was really interesting. That was not something that had crossed my mind.
Mm.
My biggest thought after hearing this is, like, you aren't marrying this person.
No.
You don't have to love them or like them, but I think, like, it has to be, like, this is not your relationship. And so you must step back. And I thought you made a fantastic point about the fiancé probably knowing, because sometimes in these situations, the topic of so-and-so marrying someone that nobody else likes becomes, like, a group text conference, you know what I mean? It becomes a group chat.
Yes.
And I think for your friend's sake, don't let the fact that maybe the rest of you don't love their fiance become the, like, a uniting topic that, like, just
that's a really good point.
Accept your friend, accept their choices, accept this person and their life, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if anyone wants more lectures, call in for a lecture request. I think you're very, very good at it, Dory. So,
thank you. Well, you know, when I'm given free rein,
right? When it's asked of you,
when it's asked of me. All right. On a completely different note, this is an email we received. I'm from Vancouver, Canada, and only recently discovered your podcast while browsing for podcast recs. I'm loving your podcast and how I can pick up on any episode.
Thank you.
Why? Thank you. I'm wondering if you or your listeners could recommend any reed diffusers. I'm looking to get a couple of reed diffusers because they're safer than candles. And plus, I won't have to plug anything into an outlet. I'm looking for a nice reed diffuser bottle, something a little more jazzed up than the more common reed diffusers out there. I'm also looking for a brand that actually works, where the scent is nice and lingers. Saw that Urban Outfitters has beautiful floral reed diffusers, and that's the only place I found that has the floral reeds. Have you tried those? Hoping to get some good recs before I shell out money to purchase them. I know they aren't expensive, but why buy if it doesn't work? Apologies if you've already covered this topic in a previous podcast.
Well, I have a recommendation, but I just looked at the website again and it has sold out. But that should tell you it's coming.
How good it is.
I love it. Okay, so I had previously mentioned that I really love the Teakwood and Tobacco Reed Diffuser by PF Candle Company or Candle Co., Los Angeles based. It's not a heavy scent. It's a more like musky scent, but I love it. I have that in my living room. Well, Caroline Moss, host of G Thanks Just Bought It, sent me a very lovely holiday present, and in it was another PF Candle Co. reed diffuser. And I am obsessed with it. It smells so good. The bottle is really beautiful, and I have it in my bathroom, and I might be buying more of them. So it is their Swell Sunset Reed Diffuser. And they describe it this way on their website. 12 p.m., salty skin, steady tides, endless afternoons in the hot summer sun, vibrant, juicy, aquatic, black currant, tuberose, and sea moss. Now, again, I couldn't tell you what a black currant or sea moss smells like, but this is a fantastic scent, and it's currently sold out. And I'm so bummed because I was literally about to buy like three more. So...
PF Candle Co. is the candle company that I also love. There's a particular scent that I love called Moonrise.
Mm-hmm.
And I own several candles in this scent, but I also own two of their reed diffusers in Moonrise, which is from, and they're from the same family as the Swell diffuser. So that is a recommendation. If you want a stronger scent, I do find that the Nest reed diffusers, which are kind of a classic, are, they will give you a stronger, it's not overpowering, but it's stronger than the PF Candle ones. Mm. They have a Moroccan amber reed diffuser that is really lovely. They also have a cedar leaf and lavender reed diffuser. These are a little more expensive. These are $50. But I do find that their diffusers tend to be a little bit, you smell the scents. The scents are a little more present.
Yes, the PF Candle Co. ones are about in the 20, 24, 26 yeah. range. Yes.
And I find them to be very subtle.
Yes. One floral reed diffuser that I bought and really liked is from the company Kai Fragrance.
Love has, Kai.
Yeah, they've sent us some products in the past. They're really lovely. Their reed diffuser was very strong and very nice. It was might have been too strong for me, but it had a lovely scent. It's pricey. It's $78, but it lasted forever and was more of the floral family. I have not tried any of the Urban Outfitter ones, but let's hear those wreck-a-doodles. Sorry for saying that. Sorry for saying
wreck-a-doodles.
Boy. All right, Dory, let's wrap it up here with a quick activity suggestion. Only suggesting this because it's something I did recently. I watched Wilson Phillips's Hold On video in its entirety.
So good.
And it really put a pep in my step.
Okay, I actually have a funny story about that song, which has long been one of my go-to karaoke songs. But I was recently doing a ride on the Peloton, and Hold On came on, and the instructor was like, "Oh, like I love this song. It's from Bridesmaids."
You're like, "What?"
And I was like, "Okay, back up." Yes, it was featured in the movie Bridesmaids, but that is not where this song is from, okay? And I suddenly was like, oh, I think this song came out like the year this person was born, or perhaps before.
Look, Dory, I did think Bohemian Rhapsody was from the movie Wayne's World. Took me a minute to figure out it was already like a 25-year-old
song. Okay, but you were a child.
Yeah, not a grown person.
No.
That's true. That's fair.
Anyway,
Hold On for one more day, everybody.
Yes, I love this suggestion.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We will talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everyone.